Mini episode 662 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 662 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris on solo duty this week for an abbreviated version of our NFL Week 16 preview, thanks to the Christmas holiday, although I do have Kyle Ross's picks and notes as well. Last week I went 10-5-1, 3-0 on my big 3, and 1-0 on my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium, bringing me to 119-105 on the year for all of my picks, 24-21 on my big 3, and 7-8 on my locks. Kyle was 3-2-1 and is now 47-39-2 for the year. We start with the Christmas Eve game as the Chargers visit the place that even St. Nick fears to tread, the Black Hole in Oaktown, where the Raiders are laying 5, up from 4.5 at the open. The line is probably underestimating the loss of Melvin Gordon, who was a disappointment this year, but not nearly to the point of addition by subtraction. That offensive line is truly putrid. Beating Miami doesn't mean they're suddenly for real, and yes, I concede that they were my preseason Super Bowl sleeper pick before all the injuries. Take the Raiders in quite possibly their last game in Oakland, at least until they move back in another 20 years. Next up on Saturday, the Eagles host the Redskins in a critical battle in the hapless NFC East, with Philly laying 3, down from the initial 3.5. It certainly feels like the wrong team is favored here, even more so when you consider Washington's third down success and Philly's failure to stop anyone on third down. Take the Skins. Moving to Sunday, Indianapolis is hosting Miami. As of when this is being taped, I could only find a speculative line online of Dolphins minus 1.5, as we are in the in-between period with Andrew Luck being ruled out and the odds makers twiddling their thumbs wondering how to adapt. I'm going to take the Colts, since they're the only team with something left to play for here, and I'm going to move the line all the way to Indy minus 4 just to be fair. If the Colts are laying more than 4 points, I'll take the loss automatically. This was how I handled it last week with Houston and Indy. For once, Kyle is going to join me in a game with a nebulous line, but he'll be taking Miami, and only if the line is minus 3 or lower. He notes that they're the two worst teams in the league in terms of losing the yardage battle in their games. The undefeated Panthers travel to the ATL, where they are spotting 7, up from the opening 6.5. The Falcons finally started to show some signs of life last week, and it's possible that Carolina could be having a bit of a letdown after the emotional win over the Giants. 2 months ago, we certainly wouldn't have sneezed at the thought of Atlanta avenging last year's loss in the de facto NFC South championship game, and they're strong enough to capitalize if the Panthers are looking ahead to the playoffs. Give me the touchdown in the Falcons. Kyle agrees, having gone against the Panthers successfully last week, but he is citing a line where he has the hook at 7.5. In a rematch of Super Bowls 27 and 28, the Bills are out for blood as Big D comes to town. Buffalo is laying 6, up from 4 where the line opened. That jump in the odds came early, signifying smart money. The Bills' defensive numbers have been softer than anticipated this year under Rex Ryan, and this has the feel of a game where they can pad them a bit so they look just a bit better after the season. I'll lay the 6. Kyle agrees, citing my Bills bully theory, and the Bills being 7-1 straight up and against the number when coming off of back-to-back losses, including being 2-0 this year. In a game barely of interest even in the local markets at this point, Detroit hosts San Francisco and is laying a full 8 points, up from 7.5. Granted, the Niners are generally even worse in the East and away from home in general, but it's hard to put any stock in the Lions as a big favorite. They're at their best when they sneak up on you, as they did the lowly Saints. I'll take the 8. The red-hot Kansas City Chiefs host the Sad Sack Brownies, laying 13, which was the opening price, although early smart money knocked it down to 12.5 at one point. I lost on the Browns last week in a similar spot, but their recent history is of a team that annoys the betting public by stealing backdoor covers in a spot like this. They probably won't defy history 2 weeks in a row, and we're still overdue for the Chiefs to cool off a bit. I'll take the Brownies on the 13. Kyle has a line where the Browns are getting 13.5, and he'll take them, citing the potential for the biorhythms factor, with the Browns going 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 and the Chiefs 6-1 during that stretch. And with the Browns a double-digit dog for their second straight game, Kyle points to a stat from Sports Insights that shows the teams in that spot are 42-21 against the number. New England travels to the Meadowlands to face the Jets and is laying 3, down from the initial 3.5. New York is holding opposing teams to 33.2% conversion on third down, and the Patriots still have to prove that they can make their new waiver wire running game work against a real D. I'll take the Jets and the field goal here. Houston travels to Tennessee, getting 4.5 points in a true showcase of the wretched failure in the NFL of almost any team to maintain quarterback depth. The Texans have the incentive and, of course, the defensive edge in this matchup, and I must confess that I'm borderline scared that the pick seems too easy, but I'll take the better team receiving points, albeit on the road. In what is usually a tight battle most years, the Steelers travel to Baltimore, where they'll be laying a full 10.5 up from 7 at the open. The Ravens at this point can neither stop the multidimensional Pittsburgh offense nor muster any production of their own offensively, so the line may not even be fully representative of the difference between the teams at this moment in time. Pittsburgh covers, probably in a boat race. In a probable playoff preview, the Cards host the Pack and will be spotting 4 points. Coming off of yet another statement game on Sunday night, we might be approaching peak Arizona for the meantime, while Green Bay continues their late season build coming off of the Detroit Hail Mary. I'll take the Pack on the theory of them at least keeping it to a field goal, if not winning outright. Seattle hosts St. Louis, weighing 13.5 points down from the initial 14. The hapless Browns had their chances of a backdoor cover last week, and the bottom-feeding Rams are at least superior to them and have had surprising success against the Hawks in recent years. Similar to New England, Seattle still has to prove that they can muster a run game with their scraps against any version of a real defense whatsoever, so I'll take the Rams to get underneath the cover. In another potential playoff preview, Minnesota hosts the Giants on Sunday night, laying 6.5 points up from the initial 4. Whatever my pick might be, you'd expect success, because somehow or another I'm 21-7 on games involving these teams so far this year. And yet, this won't be a lock pick for me because I'm not feeling super confident here. In the end, with their playoff prospects even more vulnerable than the Vikings, the Giants still have proven that they can instigate a shootout at the drop of a hat, with or without Beckham, and I don't think that Minnesota can stay a touchdown ahead of them, so I'll take the G-men. We now move to my big three, which again are 24-21 for the year. The Bears travel to Tampa Bay, where they're receiving the standard missionary position 3 points up from 2.5 at the open. Neither team remains in the playoff chase, largely from being so up and down throughout the season, and each having some extremes in the down cycle. It's tempting to figure that Chicago is going to break back the other way at the end of the season, but in all likelihood, they're not going to have an answer for Doug Martin, and that will loom large. In a week when I'm taking very few favorites, I do like the Bucs at home here. New Orleans hosts Jacksonville, laying 3.5 points up from 3 initially. Unsurprisingly, the betting public is overreacting to the Jags' loss to Atlanta last week, one that Kyle and I said would be unsurprising if it happened. The better team is getting points, and Jacksonville can make the case once and for all for stability going into the 2016 season. The Saints, however, are probably past that point. The better team is getting points and has more to play for, so take the Jaguars. Now for my 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for this week. My lock picks are 7-8 this season. On Monday night, in a highly anticipated battle throughout the season, with a bye week spot at stake and actually able to be clinched by the Natty, the Bengals travel a mile high where they'll be getting 3.5. But in keeping with my prove-it theory that I've applied to a few games already this week, let's see A.J. McCarron get it done against arguably the NFL's best defense in a primetime showcase. Denver rebounds from their devastating loss to Pittsburgh to take the inside track on the number two spot in the AFC. So to recap, I'm on the Bucks and Jags in my big three, along with my lock pick of Denver. Kyle is taking Buffalo, Atlanta, Cleveland, and Miami if they're laying 3 points or less. Thanks for tuning in. God bless all of you and our audience during this holiday season, and we'll be back to drop the curtain on the NFL regular season right here next week in the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.